is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When the history of the University of South Florida women's basketball team is written, it will likely be marked as before Jose Fernandez and after Jose Fernandez. In the 20 seasons before he was named coach, the Bulls finished with a winning record only 7 times, with no postseason appearances. Since then, they've become one of the sport's most consistently successful teams, winning more than 20 games 5 years in a row, receiving postseason tournament invitations 12 times in 13 seasons, and winning an NIT championship in 2009. And when USF knocked off Memphis on January 17th, it was another career highlight for a coach with a growing list of them.
Number 300 at South Florida for Jose Fernandez.
All of Fernandez's now 300-plus wins as a head coach have come since he was hired as USF's coach in 2000. But like a good point guard, the 45-year-old Miami native is quick to pass the credit for his success to others.
You don't win that many games if you're not surrounded by just great people, not only on your staff, but also coming in to work with quality student athletes.
The student part of student athletes is just as important to Fernandez.
A big portion of our kids, you know, move forward and play professionally, but the strand that they choose to go to and the degree path that they do, it's a degree that they're going to be able to use.
We dropped by a Bulls practice shortly after win 302. Fernandez, a slightly balding man shorter than most of his players, was clad in shorts, gym shoes, and a zip-up sweatshirt. He casually monitored players while they warmed up, joking with assistant coaches and trainers. When practice began, he brought the team into a huddle and talked quietly to them before running them through a series of plays.
All right, let's make sure we talk it out every time.
But senior center Caitlin Weber says Fernandez teaches them more than just the X's and O's.
The stuff we learn on the court will also help us in life, like being able to take criticism, being able to communicate with people, especially our professors. That could be our boss in future years.
This year's team, one of the most successful of Fernandez's tenure, is also one of his most internationally diverse.
We have kids from Spain, from Portugal, from Denmark, from Latvia, from Hungary.
Senior Ariadna Pujol-Yuk is one of two players from Spain. She says Fernandez caught her attention because he spoke Spanish to her during the recruitment process. It's something, she says, they still do today.
Sometimes, but more when he gets mad at me. He yells in Spanish, or when he's relaxed, he say, calma, calma. And he speaks Spanish when we are in the court mostly.
The day after we attended practice, the 20th-ranked Bulls faced off against Cincinnati. While leading scorer Kitija Laksa of Latvia struggled through an off night, Pujol and Danish junior Maria Jespersen picked up the slack, combining for 40 points. Throughout the game, Fernandez stalked the sidelines, yelling instructions to his players, who responded with a 72-52 victory. It was a good night for a team that had its toughness questioned by the coach barely a week earlier after a loss to conference rival Louisville. While some fans only see Fernandez's intense sideline demeanor, players like Pujol and Weber say there's a side of the coach that people don't know.
A side of the court, he's so sweet. He wants to help you in everything and be like a father to you.
He takes care of a lot of girls in his life, 5 daughters, a wife, all 15 of us. He's really caring. He really looks out for his family.
USF wraps up the regular season at the Sun Dome on February 27th against 4-time defending national champion Connecticut and could play them again in the American Athletic Conference Tournament or the NCAA Tournament or both. And asked if he'd rather beat UConn or win a national championship, Fernandez had a quick response.
If you win an NCAA championship, that means you've gone through Connecticut.
If you'd like more information on Coach Jose Fernandez and the USF women's basketball team, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.